Greg, you just got back from your vacation. You went on a cruise to, Venice, Greece, and Turkey. And especially talking about Greece, was this sort of your economic meltdown vacation?
Well, thanks for putting it that way. You know, the problems around the world financially are becoming so difficult. They may not be worsening all that much, but people are getting more worried about them. That it struck me how this isn't an easy problem to solve. We have quite a distance to go.
Well, what was your impression on the ground? I mean, hearing a lot about protests and all kinds of things happening, especially in Greece.
Well, it's a real problem. Greece was, you can look almost every day, some group, whether it's the transportation people or the public union people or some group is out of work for a day. What I thought was really humorous was sometimes there's only a 6-hour strike, and the reason it's so brief is because they take the 6 hours to plan their next 24-hour strike. So it's a crazy situation, particularly in Greece, but now we're seeing that Rome is on fire and people are out in the streets in Spain, and almost no matter where you look, there are issues.
What does this mean for those of us who are, you know, trying to manage our money and investments the best that we can? We are seeing these wild swings on Wall Street, and a lot of it seems to be tied to the European debt crisis. If there's a hint that they might be coming up with a solution, the stock market goes up, and then it's like, oh, maybe they're not, and then it dives down again. How do we cope with this? What does this all mean?
Well, one of the great deterrents in investing is uncertainty. Uncertainty is just about the biggest crime you can commit on Wall Street. If people aren't certain about some kind of direction, then they become fearful and they begin conserving their cash. They're not out there investing. They're not buying new homes. They're not buying new products. They're just worried to death that things are going to get worse.
When it comes to the uncertainty factor, isn't a big part of it that European banks just don't fully disclose things the way that U.S. banks do?
That's true. So when people, analysts are trying to figure out how bad it might be for U.S. banks that have relationships with European banks, you can figure out some about the U.S. side, but you can't really determine anything about the European side. So the consternation just gets worse.
So what can an investor do to protect him or herself while we see all these wild swings and the uncertainty continues surrounding the European debt crisis?
Well, if everyone decides to put their money under their mattress, the situation will get a lot worse. But people can do some conservative things like making sure that they have solid stocks that have been in businesses for a long time. And they have stocks that pay dividends, which today are better payouts than bank instruments. And just keep your eyes open and watch things unfold. Sometimes in bad times, it's the best time to find opportunity.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.